thin man. I had a best friend. His name was Billy. He went to school together, hung out all the time. Then one day, Billy stopped coming to school. I didn't see him for weeks. There were rumours he'd suffered a nervous breakdown. One evening, when my parents were out, there was a little knock on the door. When I answered it, Billy was standing there. He was acting very strangely. His eyes were tired, bloodshot. He looked like he was very nervous. He kept looking round and glancing over his shoulder. "I need to talk to you," he said. Invited him inside and closed the door. He sat down on the couch, but he couldn't relax. Something was really bothering him. Twitching and his leg was shaking. "Are you okay?" I asked. "My parents think I'm crazy," he said. "Everyone thinks I'm crazy. Even I thought I was crazy for a while." "And are you crazy?" I asked. Billy let out a tumultuous chuckle. "Look out the window," he said. "Why?" "Just look at me. Do me a favour. Look out the window and tell me what you see." Decided to humour him, so I opened the curtains and peered out. "What do you see?" he asked. "I see some houses, some cars, some streetlights." "Exactly," he said. "Do you notice anything strange?" No, I said. "You see those streetlights?" he asked. "They're supposed to be on, but they're not. They're all off. How could every light on the street be off? Who do you think did that?" "I don't know," I said. "Who?" Billy lowered his voice and whispered to the thin man. "What are you talking about?" I asked in astonishment. "Heard rumours about him before," Billy said. "I thought he was just an urban legend." "It's not. The thin man's real. He hates the streetlights. He looks like a normal man at first, but when he unfolds himself, he's really tall and really thin, just like a street lamp light. He's dressed all in grey, just like a street light. He hides behind them. It starts to get dark outside and the street lights aren't on. You wouldn't even know he's there." "How do you know all this?" I asked. "Because I've seen him," Billy replied. "When?" "A few weeks ago. I was kicking a football in the park as he kicked it into the bushes. Went to get it, and then that's when I saw him. He seemed like an ordinary man standing in the street. He looked looking up and down the block, and then we thought nobody was watching. He just sort of unfolded himself. He turned into something tall and thin. He hid behind the street light. All of a sudden I heard a click and the light went out. He just sort of slid into the next street light. I heard another click and then that one went on too. Did all down the block. Slick, slide, click, slide, click, slide, until the lights were out. That's when he noticed me. All of a sudden our eyes met. I knew he'd seen me. I knew what I had seen him. I just started running. I didn't look back. When I got home, I locked all the doors. For a long time after that, afraid to leave the house. But I realised it was not only dangerous at night. It's usually safe during the day. He only comes out at night. He hates being seen. Nobody believes me. My parents took me to a psychiatrist. And she believes me. Doesn't believe me either. Do you believe me? "Sure, Billy," I said, trying to humour him. "I believe you." "No, you don't," he said, disappointed. "Anyway, even if you don't believe me, I thought you'd better warn you. After all, you're my best friend." And with that, Billy got up and said goodbye. At the front door, he looked around to make sure it's all safe, then took off running. I watched him until he was out of sight. Then I went back inside. Really felt sad. I felt like my best friend had lost his mind. Until the next morning when the police found Billy. He'd been folded. There was no blood and guts. Every bone in his body had been broken. He'd been folded up into a tiny little bundle. Police didn't even know what they found at first. So they picked it up and saw its flattened face. Mother had to go down to the police station and identify him. When they brought her into the room, she saw, to show her his remains, she fainted. He was just a tiny bundle of flesh and bone and clothes and hair. He'd been folded. Ever since I heard the news, I started to be on edge. I can't stop thinking about the crazy things Billy told me. Suddenly, it don't seem so crazy. I haven't been able to sleep. I'm tired and my eyes are bloodshot. I'm nervous all the time. I always find myself looking over my shoulder. This morning, when I left for school, I kept the street lamps on my road. When I came home this evening, I came again. There was one too many.